Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. This is the fraud department. How can I help you?
Yes, I originally called before I got you tonight because I keep getting these reoccurring charges from Maximum Confidence Smart for the sum of $56.95. So the gentleman I spoke to said on February 28th, 2000, I don't even know what year, he said I paid somebody or sent something $7.95 for a tablet. I didn't do that. I don't have a tablet. I don't have a tablet. I didn't do this. So last month, I got on my bill, it was a Maximum Confidence Smart for, I guess, the same price, but I paid it, but I got it again posted on July the 11th. I didn't make this purchase or whatever this thing is. I don't even know what it is. Okay. And I don't know about the fraud department, but I know last month I got a charge from this Maximum Confidence Smart, and this month I'm looking at my bill Maximum, so I don't even know how long I've been paying this thing, because each month I say, well, maybe I did buy something, but I said, well, let me decide to call this month, and this is I don't know what to, I didn't do this.
Okay, verify the shipping address for me.
Shipping address, my home address?
Yes, ma'am.
My home address is 1784 Fisher, Detroit, Michigan, 48214. Didn't no tablet come to this address because I didn't order a tablet. This is my home address.
Okay, do you see here's for our tablets? Okay. Do you remember paying like maybe $7.95?
That's what he told me. He said on February 28th, I paid $7.95 for a tablet. No. And even if I did, I ain't got no tablet.
Do you think anybody in your household maybe did this?
I live by myself. And my two dogs. And anyway, somebody got to get my credit card. I have my credit. Nobody's used my credit card. I didn't get permission to use my credit card. This is my credit card bill.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what I can do for you, if you are claiming this as a fraudulent charge, I can put this under, we can put this under a fraud investigation. Where should we contact local authorities? We provide them with the IP addresses on the account so they can verify where the actual charge is ordered from. During that fraud investigation, they do prosecute for fraud or fraud charges. But if you're not sure you may have ordered this, anything like this, I can do a 35% refund of the charge. But if you're sure you didn't order this, don't know what this is for, excuse me, we could put this under the fraud investigation for you.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
If by some chance, I ordered this back in February, wouldn't I have a tablet?
Let me see here. Was it? It was shipped out.
Was it received by anybody?
United States Postal Service. That's who ships it out.
Okay, I ain't got no tablet. I didn't order it. So do your fraud thing, okay?
Okay.
I'm fine with it.
Provide me a few seconds, please.
Because I ain't do it. Huh?
I said, no problem. Just provide me a few seconds, please.
Okay. So you said you could provide me a 35% what? How long have I been
I'm sorry.
paying this? What'd you say about 35%?
I said if you don't want to go through the fraud, about 35%
Oh.
refund.
Refund on what?
Of the most recent of the 56.95.
And then what happens next? No, I want a fraud thing. I want to be reported that somebody got a tablet and it ain't me.
Gotcha. Just provide me a few seconds,
Yeah.
please.
I'm sorry, sorry. Go ahead. And I need your name again.
My name is Demetrius.
Demetrius.
Yes, ma'am.
This gonna mess up my credit thing, because if I don't pay it, then it's gonna be a against my credit score, 'cause
Okay. Well, while the fraud investigation is going on, ma'am, we're gonna issue the full refund for you. It's gonna go back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. If we do need more
okay.
information from you during the fraud, is this your email here, tmcarter4647 at Gmail?
My email. Yeah.
Is that a correct email?
Say it again. TM Carter 4647.
Yeah,
Yeah.
tmcarter4647 at gmail.com.
Correct.
All right, is this a good phone number here also? 313-477-1021.
Correct.
All right. If we do need any more information, anything like that, we'll contact you. But until then, the refund's going to take about 3 to 5 business days. And is there anything else I can do for you?
No, I hope you find what's going on. I hope my no, that's it, Demetrius.
Okey-dokey, ma'am. Well, if that's all I can do for you, I do thank you for calling customer support, and you have a wonderful day.
Well, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Will they let me know the result of this?
If it does come back to the point of like somebody did order things like that, we will contact you.
Okay, and they'll let me know who this person is who ordered this thing?
Right.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Okay,
Is
I
there anything else I
appreciate
can do
it.
for you?
I know, that's it.
All right. Well, I do thank
Oh,
you for
can I
calling
ask you
customer.
one more question? One more
Go
question.
ahead. Go
Is
ahead.
there any other number that I could call, or I could just wait for somebody from the fraud department to contact me?
It'll just be the same number you can call, but more than likely, it's just going to be the fraud department's going to contact you.
Gotcha. Thank you so much.
All right. Is there
That's
anything else I
it.
can do for you?
Promise. No, I promise that's it.
All right, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.